لنا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Completing the chapter on the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts upon a person, or the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does when He loves a person, the controls, the interventions, the measures He puts in place when He loves and He shows love to a person. So the hadith we did yesterday, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, إذا حب الله تعالى العبد نادى جبريل إن الله تعالى يحب فلان. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this person. فَأَحِبُّهُ, so you also love him. Allah Pak is telling Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, I love this person, you also love him. فَنَادَى بِهِ فَنَادَى فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. Now what Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam does in turn, he starts announcing in the skies. What he announces, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such and such a person, all you people in the heavens, you'll also start loving this person. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ, then the people of the heavens, those inhabitants of the heavens, they all start loving this person. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places acceptance for this person in the world. In other words, it starts from top bottom, not from bottom top. The normal style, if a person wants to try and get famous in this world, then he tries to market himself from the bottom. He tries to market himself, to market and to try and get more types of popularity. But the real popularity is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces for this person in the heavens, and then it comes downwards, the peoples of the heavens start loving him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places acceptance for this person in the dunya, and automatically the people start loving this person. In another riwayat, wa fi riwayat in the Muslim, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah ta'ala idha habba abdan da'a Jibreel, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, He calls Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, faqala inni uhibbu fulanan faahibbuhu, I love such and such a person, you also love him. Fayuhibbuhu Jibreel, so Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam starts loving this person. Imagine Jibreel alayhi salatu, such a great angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts loving this person. Why? Because this person, Allah loves him, so he tells Jibreel, you also love him. ثُمَّ يُنَادِي فِي السَّمَاءِ, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam announces in the heavens, فَيَقُولُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this person, you people also start loving him. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ, then the inhabitants of the heavens start loving him. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places acceptance for him in this world. وَإِذَا أَبْغَضَ عَبْدًا دَعَى جِبْرِيلُ, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes a person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel, فَيَقُولُ إِنِّي أُبْغِضُ فُلَانًا, He says, Allah Pak says, verily I dislike, I hate such and such a person. فَأَبْغِضُهُ, so you also dislike him. فَيُبْغِضُهُ Jibreel, ثُمَّ يُنَادِي فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam starts disliking this person. Then now what Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam does in turn, he starts announcing in the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates this person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْغِضُ فُلَانًا فَأَبْغِضُوهُ, so you also start disliking him. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْبَغْضَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then dislike is created for this person in the world. Sometimes we wonder that a person was so popular, he was so famous, everybody liked him, everybody loved him, and overnight the same person, everybody dislikes him. This is the explanation to that, that this person, Allah Pak from the top disliked him, and then he announced to the angels, that he announced to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who in turn announced to the angels, and then hatred was placed for this person in this world, and suddenly overnight all the popularity, all the fame, everything turned around, because the real acceptance, the real fame, the real love, and the level hatred is what comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'atha rajulan ala sariyatin fakana yaqra'u li ashabihi fi salatihim fayakhtimu bi qul huwallahu ahad. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he appointed a person as the commander of an army unit. So this person was the commander, and what he would do is he would lead the people in salah. And when he used to read his qiraat, at the end of the qiraat, he used to read, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ surah. And then he used to go in ruku. So in other words, he is to read his qiraat, but make sure he'll finish off his qiraat with قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا ذَكَرُوا ذَلِكَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So when this army unit returned, they mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They found it strange that this imam of ours, this leader of ours, commander, this is how he used to lead the salah. فَقَالَ سَلُوهُ لِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ يَصْنَعُ ذَلِكَ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us a very great lesson. When we hear some information, the first thing we must do is verify. Unfortunately, today, very often it comes, information comes on the phone, we just forward it, or it comes on an email, we just forward it, or we hear it from somebody, and we talk about it, but we don't verify. This was something that wasn't bad, this was something that was relatively good. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing he said was verify, or ask this man why he did it. Maybe there was a specific reason why he did this. So, فَسَأَلُوهُ. So they asked him, فَقَالَ لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَقْرَأَ بِهَا. He replied that the reason why I did this was قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ. Say, He Allah is one, Allah is Samad, Allah is independent. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give birth, nor is He given birth to. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have anybody that is like Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's example is completely different from anybody like Him. So because he said that, because this had the sifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much that I like that in every rakat I can speak about the qualities of Allah, so I used to read this. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَخْبِرُوهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba that go and tell this person that because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves him. Imagine Nabi alayhi salatu telling this person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of bringing the genuine love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we did in opening chapter of, or the opening verses of this chapter, that if a person really claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way to do it, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, that he follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day we should see how we are getting closer and closer to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah pa give us all tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.